I don't know. The important thing to know about me and hobbies is that I'll pick up hobbies and do them and then like kind of discard them and go find other things. And while I'm doing it, it's like all that I can think about and all that I want to talk about. And then I completely forget it for long periods of time, but eventually usually come back to them. Like, for a while I was really into this website called the Personality Forge, where you can make like robots to chat with yourself, like, and other people too. Like, you can see their conversation logs and you can like make changes and stuff. And I spent huge chunks of time doing that. And right now, the things that I'm mostly doing are reading. I always read. I read everything. Right now I'm reading the Screwtape Letters again because I found a copy in my apartment and I don't know how it got here. And no, I had a copy a really long time ago, basically, and then I'm not really sure what happened to it. It was just gone one day, so like I just found another copy. And it's not my old copy. Like, my old copy had a different cover, and this is a completely different copy. This is new. So that's interesting. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna reread this then. And I'm also reading a book about some girl during World War II, and like her brother went away to fight in the war and died, and now her other brother is going away to the war. And she just realized that she's a lesbian and her grandmother is dying, and like it's the first time she's ever felt like romantic or sexual feelings for someone. And she's all sad because she thinks there's something wrong with her that she feels that. And she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't understand why she can't feel it for the friend of her brother's that her brother is trying to set her up with that likes her. I don't know, it's pretty good. I think some other stuff is supposed to happen, like they're going on a trip or something, but I don't really know where it's going. I have been drawing a lot lately. I've always kind of drawn like, I don't know, like Rukia from Bleach, maybe. Like, when I draw, it turns out adorable. Like, I'll be trying to draw, like, a monster or something, and it doesn't look scary. So, I'm trying to teach myself to draw properly. Mostly, I draw from pictures, like in magazines or online, or like of paintings or things, but sometimes I like put them together. Or change them, or like draw completely random things, I guess. But a lot of times I like the having the visual reference there. The last thing I drew that I thought came out really good was from a news story about these guys in like Mongolia, and they're the last people who hunt with like trained eagles. It was beautiful. Like, the pictures were amazing. And I was drawing it and I was thinking about, like, I was drawing from a picture of this guy cradling this eagle, but I was thinking about Selkies. You know how they, like, tear off their skin and their people underneath? And what it'd be like, because they basically raise them from little babies, like, they kidnap them as soon as they're like able to eat solid food, kind of, and train them. So like if you, and the part of the article was all about how they treat them like they're their children, you know? So it's like if you were a bird and one of your parents was human, I mean, what would that be like? And the bird ended up like the size of like a baby, I don't know. Bigger than the actual bird was. Anyway, the next book that I'm gonna read is I got it on loan from a friend. Finally, the new Iron Druid book is out. If you haven't read the Iron Druid, you should probably check it out. It's awesome. This guy, he's like the last of the druids, and it's a little bit like the Dresden Files, but I haven't read the Dresden Files. I just saw the TV show. It's on my list, but I've been having trouble getting a hold of the first book. And there's a Celtic god that's trying to kill him, and he's immortal thanks to a tea recipe that he got from some other Celtic god, and some stuff is happening. And also, he has an apprentice. His apprentice is sexy, and it's really distracting, but he would feel like a jerk if he had sex with his apprentice. And he's a talking dog, and the talking dog is the best part. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, the entire book could be about the talking dog, and I would not mind. But yeah. I'm gonna read that next when I finish the book that I'm reading. I'm looking forward to it. I also play tabletop games. Last night I tried out a board game that I've never played before. It was Smash Up, I think it's called. It was like I picked you pick like two factions and you play them together. It's like a deck building game. And I had vampires and mad scientists, and my other friends had kittens and Greek gods, and then one of my other friends picked werewolves and steampunk just to be an asshole because I picked vampires and mad scientists, and I don't remember what the other person picked. But it was pretty cool. I would like to play it again. From what I understand, there's a lot of expansions for it though, so that might get expensive, so I probably won't buy a set. I'll probably just go over the house, the person that has the game, and play it there. I play D&D 3.5. I was in a 5th ed campaign for a while, but then like it just the people that we were playing with were really nice, but they lived really far away. And initially, I thought it would be no big deal to go out there, but then it was just too long of a drive. It was like an hour drive each way, and they wanted to play on weeknights, and I don't know. Already live out in the boonies. I didn't really want to. I don't know. I have people I can play with here in town. I have a Shadowrun campaign that I'm running. And I want it to be like, I want the PCs to really feel like they live in a setting and that their actions have consequences and that they run into people that they knew before and everything. So I'm trying really hard to keep that feel to everything. My PCs. They're very practical people, but they're also like as practical as you can be and still be pink mohawk as fuck. That's them. So as they keep ratcheting up the levels of pink mohawk in the world, like I keep just ratcheting it up around them. Like the ambient pink mohawk levels are just getting higher and higher just because I want it to feel like a setting that they belong in. It's kind of fun. Like right now they're trapped in a faux joint and the owner of the faux joint has a shitload of guns because they're worried they're gonna get ambushed, and she always had a shitload of guns. They just never mentioned it. It's a long story. And I don't want to get too into gaming stuff because I know that there are some people who would seriously sit here and listen to me tell you stupid ass gaming stories, and then there are some people who are like, no, I don't want to hear about your shitty, stupid ass gaming stories. I don't even really understand why this is awesome. Shut up. But I'm also playing a Dragon Mech campaign, which is like, it reminds me of Pacific Rim. It's awesome. I'm really liking that so far. And a campaign. We had two campaigns in the classic World of Darkness for a while, and now we just have the one. And in that one, okay, so one of my friends is really, really, really into Transformers. Like, he collects the toys, he's seen every single episode of every single show, he has the comics, everything. So we found the rules for Beast Wars, and I found them on TG, and then I forgot that I found them and that I had sent them to him. And our ST for World of Darkness was drunk. He was like, "I'm gonna run a World of Darkness campaign, and you can be anything you want." And we're like, "Yay!" So I made a revenant because I'm kind of a little bit obsessed with the revenant families and the Zemitzi and stuff. And I'd always wanted to play a revenant, but I never got a chance. So I make a revenant, and everybody else, some had recently-ish gotten a hold of these Beast Wars rules from my friend who I sent them to. So, like, I'm in a party full of Transformers, and I'm the designated human. It's awesome. It's much better than it sounds. Also, watching, like, a cardinal in the Sabbat crap himself when he realizes he's in the room with Soundwave, totally worth it. But yeah. Again, yeah, I could talk about World of Darkness specifically all day. We also have a D20 Modern campaign that my friend is running. We haven't been running it for very long. And it's kind of like Men in Black, only we're planning on eventually exposing everything to the world because the Men in Black are kind of dicks. So we're not into that. But that's mostly what's been occupying my time right now is gaming and reading and drawing and, messing around on the internet and all that good stuff that everybody does, Netflix and listening to music and all that stuff.